holiday season.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
HFCC's bookkeeping certificate is designed to prepare students to work as a bookkeeper in any small to medium-sized business. Students are trained to use a double-entry accounting system to perform basic accounting functions and to use computerized accounting software. Courses in business math applications, written business communication, and office protocol are also part of the program. For more information on HFCC's Certificate of Achievement in Bookkeeping, contact instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657. That's instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
WHFR Dearborn. The show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. This is HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Happy clucking holidays, Dennis.
Happy clucking holidays. What do you think of that?
I love it. It's fun.
It's catchy.
It's the Carol of the Bells.
Carol.
I hope everyone might be familiar with.
What's the name of the...
It's Happy Clucking Holidays.
I love it.
And it's the greatest album of Christmas music clucked by a human chicken ever.
Duh.
Yeah.
Of course. What other songs are on there? Not that, because I have a feeling we're going to move on to a different CD.
Joy to the World, of course. Little Drummer Boy, which is one of Dennis's favorite holiday songs.
I absolutely love that song.
We'll hear a version of that later. Not so much the clucking version, but a pretty jazzy, groovy version. We have Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Silent Night, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Gosh, that's got to be a clucking fun one.
I really, some of them, you know, I haven't heard all of them, and some of it, that's intentional.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, oh, man, that's going to be difficult.
Well, some of it's pretty obnoxious. I like Carol of the Bells because it's only like 56 or 48 seconds long. So when you get into like the 2 minute and 38 seconds, which is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas,
right?
I might not be able to do that in the entirety.
No.
Because it's a little obnoxious.
It
but
can
it's
be.
Great, but it's good. It's good for for 50 seconds.
It's a novelty CD for sure. It's not. I rarely hear them play any of this in like church. For midnight mass or whatever.
No.
So this is HFCC's Campus Connection. As our regular listeners know, we broadcast, we record the show at Henry Ford Community College, WHFR, Henry Ford Community College radio station in beautiful Dearborn, Michigan. Currently being blanketed with a nice ground cover of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Of course, we record this and you hear it anywhere from, I don't know, couple days to a month later. No, we usually just a couple days, and we're near the end of the semester. This is something we talk about every year, how time flies. Lindsay and I agreed that this particular year it wasn't the case.
No,
kind of dragged a little.
Dragged a lot.
Yeah,
dragged a lot. And no, it's still dragging.
Well, we have a week left.
We have finals. Yeah, it's not over.
As I hear, a lot of my friends are like, "Hey, let's go do this or whatever," because they're winding down, getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
You and I still have another week to go. Now, Lindsay's no longer here. You're not at HFCC.
I'm really here.
Right, she's here. Physically right now. No, but you're, other than the radio station and your variety of shows and meetings, because you have Playing in the Waves mm-hmm. every other Saturday from 6 to 8 in the evening. And, of course, we do this the second Tuesday of every month, and then you come to the meetings. But other than that, you've been really busy downtown at Wayne State.
I have. And let me tell you, man, it's cold down there. There's, like, wind tunnels everywhere. And since wintertime has officially hit the D.
Yeah, it has.
Man, is it windy down there. It's a little, I mean, it's cold walking around HFCC's campus, but I think it's, like, 10 degrees cooler down there. If that makes any sense to anyone, to you, but it's cold.
Well, you know, the thing about our campus here is no matter the weather, if you're not in a parking lot, you are basically...
You're pretty close to everywhere you need to get.
You are, and the buildings make a nice buffer against the wind. Mm-hmm. And there's actually, and of course you know this, if you've ever had to scoot from liberal arts to the science building, you can go right underneath. You never have to go outside. You know, you go downstairs to the lower level.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go from science to health.
Yep.
And then you can go right across and scoot to the phys ed building. So fine arts is right there. So there's a lot. You're right. I mean, they're close together.
Yeah, there's not as much walking down over here.
But you know how they've extended the parking lots?
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
Yeah, in the summer. Here's the thing. Because there's so many people, you have to park a little bit further out. And that's where it gets cold.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to complain because I know you go through a thousand times worse.
Yeah, I pay to park. There's
really?
No paying to park here at Henry Ford, mm-mm. So that's a pretty cool thing that Henry Ford has to offer their students is there is, you don't pay.
One of many
things. And it's a brand new parking lot. Yes, it may be full and congested when it's, you know,
at its peak
of the semester, mm-hmm. but towards the end, it's probably not that bad now, is it?
No.
Most people drop out.
Wow. Very tough curriculum.
Yeah.
No, it's about the same, actually,
okay.
Because there were so many people. So now the people that previously were parking at Fairlane and taking the shuttle over are, you know, they're coming to the main parking lots here.
Is the shuttle done? No more shuttle?
It's here, but not as many people need it. Because
but
like
they still are offering it.
Absolutely.
That's really cool because you can hop over there and go to lunch. I don't know why you'd want to because you have the Skylight Cafe right here.
Right.
But you could go over to Fairlane's food court if you're looking for something different, I guess.
Yeah, there's...
You could take the shuttle, but... The Skylight is awesome. As I've told you before, being at Wayne State, there's tons of places to eat down there. But I really like the Skylight Cafe here at Henry Ford.
And in addition to the Skylight, I know you love 5101.
I do.
Now, as you know, and we talked about this last show, the 5101 closed December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
It will reopen, my understanding is, late January, February. Very beginning of February.
Wow, I didn't realize that it was that big of a break.
That's what I'm told. And we're going to, on our next show in January, we're going to speak with Kathy Dooling, who's a big-time person with the 5101, does a lot of their marketing and such.
She's going to tease us into what's coming in February, huh?
Yeah, I'm ready. Seriously, yeah. I'd love to have her on every month. Unfortunately, her schedule is a little bit busy.
I wonder if she'll bring food. Like, you know,
I'm
just
sure.
Kind of like hang out.
You don't think
chat
so?
Over. Well, she should.
She should.
They have really good cheesecake.
We may have to wait. If the 5101 is not open, we may have to wait until they open to get the food, though.
I'm sure. Well, yeah.
I'll have her make something at home and bring. Sorry, Kathy. I'm just kidding. But the point I wanted to get back to the point, HFCC's Campus Connection is Lindsay and I. Rightly so or not, consider ourselves ambassadors of sorts from the college to the community. And we like to explain to everybody, and again, it's on a monthly basis, all the things that are going on at the school that pertain to the surrounding communities. A lot of these events are absolutely free. And if they're not free, they're usually really inexpensive. Everything from dinners at the 5101, because of course the restaurant is open, and to the entire anybody in the area, anybody who wants to come in,
mm-hmm.
strongly recommend reservations because it's not a huge dining room and the food is in demand. So that's kind of a big deal. But in addition to that, we have like a planetarium coming at, I think doors are open at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Free.
It's absolutely free. Right. They just finished the fall star talk and they're going to begin in the next semester. Obviously it'll be the winter star mm-hmm. talk. And they're at 7:30 it opens, and as Lindsay always points out, get there on time because at 7:30 they don't really lock the doors, but they won't let anybody in because it's kind of dangerous walking around in there in the dark, you know?
Yeah, they don't like that.
No, I don't either.
No, it's not safe.
It's not.
Henry Ford's all about safety here.
About safety and all about safety charitable first. And community service.
Yeah.
Charitable acts and community service, what you got there?
The faculty and the staff and the students and along with you, our fellow community
members,
they recently sent several large packages of personal items, foods, and gifts and stuff to the U.S. troops deployed over in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is a wonderful thing to do for the holidays. I mean, you should do it year-round, but it's the spirit of giving now, and people really getting Get in the spirit again.
You know, and you made a really good point. We don't necessarily need a holiday or a special event or whatever to be able to give. Mm-hmm. But isn't it kind of cool that during these times that are kind of, I don't know, set aside for that, people just respond and just in huge numbers and with generosity. They just pour it from their hearts. It's awesome.
And, you know, the Children Activity Center here,
mm-hmm.
they had the children make cards and stuff, homemade cards for the soldiers, which was really nice. And that, I understand, you know, talking to kids about war is kind of hard to do, and maybe the holidays make a good opportunity to kind of bring that up, you know, to say, hey, there's this war going on,
yeah.
and people are getting hurt, and people are away from their homes for the holidays, and that's really sad, and that really hits home with a kid. So they had them make homemade cards, and they put them all in this box, and sent them over. I guess there was also $165 was also collected for the troops from the HFC staff council chair people,
mm-hmm.
chairpersons.
Yeah. People that have chairs.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a whole different meaning.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing that we were able to take part in along with the community.
Now, what else are they sending over there? It's not just the cards. It's some actual practical items, too.
Well, candy canes.
I know we're laughing, but isn't that kind of cool?
No, yeah, because I don't think you can get a candy cane in Afghanistan unless it's sent to you.
Right.
Magazines, blankets, Kleenex, which I was kind of not aware of the fact that you would... Kleenex is, like, everywhere, but no, not... I mean, I'm sure they have, like, sand...
No, you're exactly right. Like, hand wipes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the
hand sanitizer.
And the equivalent of baby wipes for your hands for adults. Mm-hmm. But, and I think I was telling you recently... When I say recently, I mean, I think it was last year, I was at just a pharmacy, just a regular store. And there, as I'm leaving, they're like, hey, do you want to, after I made my purchase, they're like, hey, do you want to buy Kleenex or hand sanitizer? It was hand sanitizer. It's $1. And we send it over to the troops. And I was like, that was the first time, I may be naive, but it was the first time I'd heard of that concept where I'm buying something, just $1.
Yeah.
I do it all the time where I buy a little, you know, whatever season you buy those pink ribbons for breast cancer awareness, spend $1, you put your kid's name on it, right? And they put it on the wall or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
But that was the first time I'd exposed to actually buying a particular, very practical, necessary item and knowing it was sent over there. I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
You know, and so for this, I guess they're collecting it or they're buying it with the money that they collected?
No, they were collecting that. They were collecting all these, money. The money that was collected was just $165, which you and I know can go fairly quick.
Yeah.
$165. I mean, it's a wonderful amount. That was great that they could collect that much.
Phenomenal intentions.
Quick.
Sure.
But yeah, the items collected were magazines, Kleenex, Christmas cards, food items too, actually.
Canned goods and stuff?
Yeah, canned goods, bags of chips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know... Even though we live here in Dearborn where there's a large Middle Eastern population and we can have hummus and chicken shawarma and stuff,
right.
I doubt the guys over in Iraq and Afghanistan are eating that.
No.
I don't think that they're getting the...
No, they get... I'm sure they get regular rations. I mean, this is, you know, they're... It's like you said, this is a war.
This is a war.
Look at it however you want. I mean, there's some people I've talked to are maybe a little bit desensitized to it because it's
been going on for so long. And that's how I feel. Like you and I, maybe we've just made a couple... little jokes because we're trying to make light of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's been going on for so long that it's so easy now to do that, which is, it's kind of sad.
No, and I don't want to take it for granted. And
it's very serious.
Yeah.
And it's very, very sad that soldiers are away from their homes for the holidays once again for the new numbers of years in a row.
And I think that's what brings the significance back to it, that resensitizes us, for lack of a better mm-hmm. phrase, is the fact that it's the holidays and they're away from home and we're collecting these things so they can have things that you and I take for granted all the time. Do you ever worry about Kleenex? Like if you don't have any, it's a simple matter of...
Only if I'm in my car.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, yeah, that's...
And yet we're talking about the fact that they may not have any unless we do this. So yeah, please keep, let's keep everybody in our thoughts, people that are here as well as the people that aren't.
Thank you to everyone that donated.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm fortunate this holiday, I'm going to be visiting my son. My son's out of state. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go visit him, have a great time, but I get to see him. There's some people that won't get to see their loved ones.
See their sons.
So we're keeping you in our thoughts too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the end of the charity here. Don't we have something going on in January, too?
Yeah, that's Martin Luther King Jr. Service Day is coming up. This January is 17th mm-hmm. is the day the college will be closed. Henry Ford Community College is closed, along with many other...
We're closed that day. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The college, a lot of places are closed.
It's a national... Is it a national day now? I know...
When I was younger, that was not. Places were not closed. We still went to school. And Dearborn
now.
Schools recently, in the last 2 years, I think it is, jumped on the bandwagon of having the school closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is wonderful. And Henry Ford Community College is going to be joining forces with local organizations and doing a day of service on that day. It's going to be on that day only, on January 17th. There is going to be, you register and you show up here at 8 a.m.
No, you can register even right now. I know that they've been registering right here, right outside our studios in the Skylight Cafe in the cafeteria here, the eating, dining area or whatever. They had a table set up almost every day within the last couple of weeks for people to be able to come out and register. Now, can I say just one thing? It's not on your sheet. Last year, they had over 400 people get involved, not just with our school, because we do this in conjunction with OCC. Oh,
that's what I was going to say, but I was going to say, though, how many people, 400 people from Henry Ford?
No, that was total last year, and still substantial.
Yeah.
And this is talking about giving up your time. Let's not make light of that either. You're giving up a time on a day where you don't have to go to school, and there's no mail, and there's no bank.
Yeah.
You could be relaxing, you know, or whatever, on a January 17th. It's probably cold out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going out there, and you're helping. You're going to Vista Maria to help, I think, wash windows, I think, is one of the things.
There's a lot of windows at Vista Maria. You ever been there?
No, I haven't. But
I've been, actually. I wasn't in, you know, I wasn't locked up there.
No.
But I have been.
Of course not.
I've never been there. I've been there.
Yeah. I kind of held back when you said that.
My mother was a teacher there. So, so I've been in there, and they do have a ton of windows.
Well, and that's probably why, and what I'm referring to is the list that Lindsay's going to get to as soon as I can shut my yap, gives a list of the date or the locations where they, where you can register for service that day. You get to choose. It's not just one or two. Actually, there's quite a few. And then they kind of define what the different responsibilities would be. At that one, with all those windows, I guess it makes sense, right?
Well, it's going to provide a brighter environment for the girls.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, that's very close by our campus, too. And that's probably where we'll end up, because it's really close by. And I don't know. I know a couple people there, too.
Well, if you want to take part in this and register, you will be meeting at University of Michigan Dearborn, right next door to Henry Ford Community College's campus on Evergreen. You receive a T-shirt for that day, and you get breakfast before you go out to volunteer. Pretty nice.
Now you got my attention.
Yeah, right. volunteers will be departing from their to go to the sites at 9 a.m., so you need to be there by 8, I believe. Yes, be there by 8, and some of these... places to volunteer at are going to be the Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Volunteers are going to be attending training sessions, become a mentor for the youth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing to do.
Because,
you know, I love the kids. Cody High School volunteers will assist with beautification projects, painting canvases, locker murals, classrooms, building. Oh, that's cool.
I know.
That's
now
really
you got my
cool.
attention again.
That's fun.
That may be better than windows.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do I want to paint the windows or want to wash the windows?
Let's paint them. Paint?
Yeah. Fish and Loaves volunteers will sort and pack food boxes for families in need.
Okay.
Yep. Forgotten Harvest volunteers will sort and pack donated food items that will be delivered to local charities and shelters. Wonderful. And Gleaners, which we've done a lot of work with here at WHFR, Gleaners Community Food Bank volunteers will sort and pack donated food items that will be delivered to local schools, shelters, and charities. Osborne High School. Are you familiar with Osborne High School?
I've heard of it. I'm not positive where it is.
Yeah, I wish that I could say. Volunteers are going to be assisting with beautification projects there as well, with the murals and the painting of lockers and canvases.
But you can Google it. I mean, if you're looking for a close location, I mean...
It's got to be in the greater... It's in Detroit area.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Salvation Army, which is always, you know, in need of volunteers and help. Ruth Ellis volunteers will sort, pack, and organize in the warehouse. And then Vista Maria. So, definitely.
Is Vista Maria is the only thing? Is that the windows? Is that what it says?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, and with other beautification projects.
That means cleaning, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think that's...
just for everybody listening, beautification usually means cleaning. I've learned that the hard way.
Is that what your wife says? Dennis, beautify.
Yeah, beautify the dishes. Oh, okay. All right. No, you know what? Our house is a different dynamic. I do all the cooking. It is actually, I believe it's a Dearborn ordinance that my wife is not allowed to cook. And no, she'll be the first one to tell you she doesn't like it. And I do. I like it. I don't even consider it a hobby. You know, it's not, well, if I have spare time, because I cook pretty regularly, so I'd say it's more of a responsibility. But then again, I love to eat, so it kind of goes hand in hand, right?
That's, yeah. So why don't you invite me over for dinner sometime?
I will, someday. maybe next year on your birthday. Yeah. Lindsay just had a birthday, so happy birthday, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Back to this, the Martin Luther King, please, this is something they... not that you have to do it. You can decide at the last minute. There's no problem with that at all. But it's not a bad idea to kind of give a heads up or register, even if you haven't decided where you'd like to do this charitable work, at least register so they have a head count on the number of people. Because they have to get you there, and they're going to feed you, so it's important.
Yeah. Let's see. There was a volunteer registration table set up here on campus at the Student Center. And the 2nd, the 7th, and the 10th. So I hope a lot of people showed up for that.
That's right. And yeah. No, and it's been, actually, you're right. It hasn't really been ongoing. It was those days, but you could go see it anytime. Cassandra Fluker or Michelle Featherston in the Student Affairs Office, which is literally right next door to the radio station in the campus center, in our Student Center here. And they have the sign-up sheets. Call them. Is there a phone number anywhere?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I was going to get, yeah.
Please.
The Student Activities Office is 313-845-9865. And Cassandra or Michelle can help you out. And there's also another phone. I have two phone numbers.
Cool. Two's better than one.
313-845-9838. So check it out. Give them a call. And, you know, it's a day when normally you would be doing your work or your school or whatever it is you do on a random Monday. And at this Monday, nothing will be going on January 17th because everything is closed.
Everything's closed. So get out there. Now, and you can go online if you don't want to keep playing the podcast back over and over again to hear the locations. HFCC.edu, right on the homepage. I believe it's on the events the bottom right, there's the events section. You click on that, there's a headline for this, and it tells you everything that we just told you, including the numbers again. So we stress this because it's such an important important thing to do, as well as a great opportunity. We all need charitable things, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
This is that community service that makes my conscience feel a lot better.
And it's 'tis the season.
It is. It's the season. And you know what? We're so blessed. We really are. We're really lucky. So I love opportunities to give back. We got, what else you got over there?
We do have some music too. We're playing music this time.
You know what? I forget.
Yeah. We're playing music for the holiday edition of HFCC's Campus Connection. I do want to do a little tease for what we're going to be ending with.
Oh, please.
We're ending with mine and Dennis's, one of our favorite Christmas songs. And I can almost guarantee that you have never heard it before unless you were listening to WHFR last Christmas, or maybe last week when I did Playing in the Waves.
But
other than that, you're not going to hear it anywhere else on the airwaves in Detroit area, where they play Christmas music all the time, 24 hours, and you won't hear this Christmas song.
This is it's unconventional. And I think when you said this is one of our favorites, I think this is my favorite non-traditional song. You have all the regulars, Joy to the World and Jingle Bells and all those. And
which
those
this
fun.
Is not, so you have to stay... You have to stay with us because I love this song. Yeah.
Just while we're on the subject, really quickly, I know when we did our Christmas show, and this will, so everybody knows, a lot of the staff members here will record 30-minute to 60-minute shows, and we'll get together. Like, for instance, DJ Imposter, Lindsay, myself, and Dave Twitchell all got together last week, and we did 30 minutes. Played some songs, a little bit of commentary, talked about
holiday memories.
Of course, mine was based on food, but and then from on Christmas Eve day all the way through Christmas Day, for those entire 2 days, they'll loop all of our different shows, and you can hear those nonstop.
24 hours.
That's actually almost 48.
Yeah.
And they're looped and they're random, so we won't even know when our show is going to be on. But
it's
just
fun.
I did it last year, and it's funny. I caught Lynn's show. Mm-hmm. Lynn did one. She did actually did two. And one of the shows that she did was kind of a, this was actually kind of funny. It was kind of like more of an intimate show. Mm-hmm. Like, I think her plan was, even if you're, couples or whatever, kind of a romantic kind of a Christmas thing, and it played at like 10 a.m. I was like, oh, okay, well,
nice.
I don't often, you know, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with getting romantic at 10 a.m. It's just not, you know what I mean? I
was nothing wrong at all with getting romantic at 10 a.m.
No, no, no. I'm just, it's not your, it's not a, it's not the traditional time, but yeah. My point is that that's how random these are. And Lynn's like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm hoping this will play at, you know, 11 p.m. at night when the kids are asleep. Mom and Dad want romantic music. Oh, 10 a.m. is fine while you're eating brunch, right?
Yeah.
You're so funny. Yeah. I just sounded like really, really old-fashioned there, didn't I?
It's got a traditional time.
Yeah, after 10.
This is a really special edition of HFCC's Campus Connection.
Learned too much about Dennis.
Yeah, wow. This is traditional timing. What's one of your favorite traditional Christmas songs?
Andy Williams, and I always forget the song. I can't, anything he does, because those are the ones, they come back. They come back to me. Mm-hmm. As far as like when I was a kid and my parents used to listen to it, and anything by Andy Williams. But if you said what song, one pick one song, I'd say probably Little Drummer Boy.
Oh yeah. That's one of Dennis's favorites.
I think you kind of know that.
Yeah.
Cause last year, we found this CD. Basically it was traditional Christmas songs, but done with an African theme, a lot of percussion. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And the Little Drummer Boy, which is obviously a percussion based song. The way it was done was just amazing.
Yeah, they used drums.
I know, like, but what are those hand drums called?
The djembe.
Yeah. The djembe was used almost that entire CD.
Yeah.
But it was really, it really came alive for the Little Drummer Boy.
Pretty cool. So if you heard last year, good for you.
Yeah.
We're going to play a different edition this year, aren't we?
Yeah, because you know what? I couldn't find it.
Well.
I saw it just a few days ago, and we did play it on our 30-minute Christmas special that'll play on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
That was on there. But we couldn't find it. I think somebody was like, ha, ha, here, let's kind of hide this.
Yeah.
So can we play the other version that we have on hand here?
Yeah, we have Winds of Christmas. It's Sherdad Rahani.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah, Winds of Christmas. And it's a Little Drummer Boy.
We're going to play that for you, and then we'll be back right after that. Please stay tuned.
How'd you like that, Dennis?
You know I love that.
You do.
I did. I mean, I love the I love vocals. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love it. But on a song like that, and I think you might agree, when you already know the words like really well, because that's like...
Like pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Well, I mean, let's face it. That's a song when... I remember hearing that when I was two. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's been around for a while. But not that long, Lindsay. Anyway, yeah, so I don't mind that. But at the same time, I'm going to sing along. I will. Oh, yeah. And I think that leads you, that's a bit of a segue for you into something we wanted to talk about.
Well, Henry Ford Community College is seeking talented ensemble singers. We have some pretty good vocal jazz groups and vocal women groups.
I'd say better than pretty good.
Really good.
Really good.
Midnight Blue, actually, I've seen them perform a couple times. Yeah. And they're an amazing jazz ensemble here at Henry Ford Community College. And they how many people are in that one? I'm not sure exactly. I think it's 10. Yeah, 10 people, 10 women, 10 voice singers.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been compared to the Manhattan Transfer.
Okay.
New York Voices.
So, I am familiar.
Everybody knows the Manhattan Transfer, I think.
I hope so.
I would hope so.
If not, come out and see the Midnight Blue.
Yeah, so they, yeah, definitely. If you can.
I don't know.
If you don't have the opportunity to see the Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah, because I don't know if
they're
around
anymore.
Check
out the arrangements that are done by the Midnight Blue. They're pretty good. And they are looking for a bass, I believe. A tenor and a bass. I might be getting confused because there is also the Renaissance Voices, which is 20 women, 20 voices that perform excellent and challenging choral repertoire in a variety of styles and languages.
Okay, so let me get this straight. There's auditions for these two. They're both female vocal groups?
You know, I believe that the Midnight Blue is not strictly just women.
Okay.
I think that they are... They take the dudes.
It's
too.
It's a mix.
Yeah,
dudes and gals welcome. Who is Kevin Dewey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
Kevin Dewey
thing.
Is who you contact if you're interested in trying out for these groups. You don't have to be a student to be in these.
That was
these
my next
groups.
Question.
No.
In fact, I know of a few people that don't go to school here that have been involved in the groups, in the vocal groups. But that's in January, is it not? I know they didn't have a specific date, but I thought it was like in January.
Yeah, it just says rehearsals are going to resume in January. So you need to contact Kevin Dewey, 845-6474. I know they have immediate openings for both soprano and alto.
Okay.
And for more information, you can also go to Ren Voices, RENVOICES.org.
Okay.
And yeah, this is an organization. So,
but that's Renaissance Voices is the name of the ensemble?
Yes.
Okay.
And definitely check that out. And these groups, they don't just play at Henry Ford Community, they just sing at Henry Ford Community College.
No, they're everywhere, aren't they?
They go all over. Just like our jazz band. You know, they just did that big trip over in Europe, didn't they? Weren't they in Europe over the summertime?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about it. So if you weren't aware, you can podcast Dennis and I somewhere in here about where the jazz band was.
No, you're so funny because as soon as we do a show, it's like it never happened. You just brought up a really good point that I was talking about it with somebody else at the station. They're like, yeah, you guys should really stress that you're podcasted. If you're already listening to the podcast, that's cool. If you're listening to a portion of the show because you're in the car and then you're getting out or whatever, and it's between 1 and 2,
you're going to be super bummed that you're missing the end. Yeah.
Wow. I think we're assuming a lot there. No, but seriously, there's a lot going on, at the college, and we try to talk about all of it. So you can listen to the podcast. Right now, it's not the easiest thing to navigate. You go to our WHFR.FM, that's our website,
mm-hmm.
and then right on the front page, there's these little buttons that go horizontally across the page. Forum. We're called one of the forum shows. It's a mm-hmm. forum talk show. And by then, and after you go into the forum talk shows, you pick us up by date.
You have to go to Tuesday Talk.
Tuesday Talk. Well, those are the forum shows, right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't say Campus Connection?
No.
It just says the date.
Yeah. Okay. So, unfortunately, we are changing that. There will be something in the very near future that it will be the actual show name and the date.
Wonderful.
Maybe even a topic and a little blurb about what some of the things were,
mm-hmm.
some of the the content of the show is. But until then, right now, it's just by date, which gets confusing. Second Tuesday of the month, what is it, the 14th?
Yeah.
December 14th, so you would just go there. But do know that help is coming, and it'll be a little bit easier to navigate. You know,
WHFR's website, though, is it's a great website.
Other
if you
than
haven't
this,
checked it out,
right.
Definitely go check it out. And you can also, if you are purchasing anything over the holiday seasons, season.
Yeah, it's just because there's so many of them.
Yeah. Easter's coming up.
Oh, there goes another one. Oh, jeez.
But if a lot of people do shopping online, and you go to Amazon or whatever, there is a link on WHFR. It's really easy, and shop on Amazon. If you click from the link on WHFR, It takes you straight to Amazon, and whatever you purchase, a portion goes for WHFR, just a small little donation for us.
That is really cool.
So, yeah, and it's easy. It's just a click. It's instead of going to Amazon.com, you can start off at WHFR.fm, click Amazon, takes you straight to Amazon, do your shopping or whatever, and it's done with. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to fill anything out. You don't have to say, you know, you want to donate or anything. It's just automatically you come from...
You don't pay any extra.
No.
Just
no,
a portion.
No, just
so
a
it's
portion.
Like an affiliate. It's almost like a commission for having offering the ability to get to Amazon through our site.
And I'm not 100% sure if this is going on like forever or if it's just like a holiday.
Season.
Yeah, holiday thing.
Good enough.
But yeah, if it's pretty cool.
I think if you're part of an affiliate program like that, usually it's just like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the times that it gets used the most, obviously, are during gift giving season. So
yeah, and gift giving season, WHFR has some really nice apparel, and it's all there's
oh
links on our website. You can get some nice. Yeah, Dennis wears his daily.
I do. Actually, I have two, and a lot of laundry soap. But I'm also wearing the T-shirt underneath. I have a hoodie. We have various hats.
We have the really cool baseball style tees right now too. They're online. And it's like the
jerseys with the different color sleeves.
Yeah, yeah. With
those
like
are
three quarter length kind of sleeve, different color, and like the neckline is a different color.
Yeah,
the
baseball
collar.
Tees. You're right.
And then, yeah, they're pretty cool.
I did not know we had those.
Yeah,
that
check
was
out the site.
Really popular. Like when I was in high school, everybody wore those, but it wasn't
stuff like that comes back from like way back. You know,
isn't it funny how things are in cycle? Oh,
yeah.
Not that far back.
No. We're in like an 80s realm right now.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
really comfortable with 80s stuff.
Some of it I'm not so crazy about, really.
Like what?
These skinny jeans.
Oh,
I don't
want
to offend anybody because I'm sure that people love the skinny jeans.
And some people probably look good in them. We just haven't seen those people yet.
Well, I people do look great in them, and that's fine. I just don't really. I was getting some clothes for my daughter for Christmas, and like all that's out there is skinny jeans, and I don't want a 9-year-old in these little tight skinny jeans. I got a problem with it. But you know, teach his own. There's parents out there. You want to put them in the skinny jeans. That's cool.
Well,
you know,
and Lindsay, let's face it. For you, your style is more reminiscent of, say, 70s. Because you are. No,
nice.
I mean that as a compliment,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He has a little flair to the jeans. You probably have more T-shirts than anybody I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I do like T-shirts.
And I
sport the WHFR T-shirt often.
Absolutely.
So.
But you have concert shirts. And, I mean, you have some with really good, like, globally aware messages. I mean, you're
look at Dennis. You really do pay attention to my shirts.
Kind of happy. Yeah, I feel bad because I forgot your. Well, I remembered your birthday on Facebook, but not.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters. It's Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
We should do our show on. we promote it through Facebook. Might as well, you know.
Well, we need to have a Facebook page, and it's about time. Dennis and I actually will be.
Let's do
eventually
that.
Having a Facebook page.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, you can keep up to date with Campus Connection on Facebook.
Well, then we can have a continual
you can see
link
what we
to
look
the
like.
Podcast. Really? Yeah.
We'll put a picture like a little stick figure
we
drawings.
No, we'll just have like two people, maybe they'll be us, with big things of food in their hand stuffing it in their faces because that's how people
we'll
think
hold
of
signs
us.
That say 5101.
Yeah. Campus Connection loves 5101. Hearts 5101, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to point out that the music that we were talking about, Renaissance Voices, they are going to be performing at the Christ Episcopal Church on North Military at Cherry Hill in Dearborn on Sunday, December 19th. And it's a fun thing to do with the family. It's going to be carols and Christmas tunes, and general admission is $10 for adults, $7 for students and seniors. And, you know, I hate when... I don't hate, but I got a problem when people post these things and they don't have a children price. If they say $10 adult, then you assume that children have a different amount. But
there's a number to call?
It does not say. Yes, there is a number. You can call Henry Ford Community College's music program, 845-6474, if you want to know more about it. I'm sure that maybe the Christ Episcopal, God, I'm having problems with blah, blah, with speaking, right? Who learned you how to spell Henry Ford? No.
That's why we're playing music today.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, you know, $10 for adults, $7 for students and seniors. Students, I guess, could be children in most cases. Yeah. To Sunday, December 19th at 7 p.m. Get in the Christmas spirit and hear some beautiful voices from Henry Ford Community College's Renaissance Voices.
So that's, okay, the last Sunday before Christmas then. Yeah.
That's next Sunday.
Yeah. Cool.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, that's this Sunday.
No, it's this. This Sunday.
This Sunday.
Amazing. A week. Oh, no. It's a week from last Sunday. You know, Lindsay, the Campus Connection comes out. This is HFCC's Campus Connection, Lindsay and Dennis, Henry Ford Community College. Lindsay, I'm the Mirror News. That's what I was getting at.
I was going to ask you about the Mirror News. You are reading my mind today. We're just all over it.
We are. Partners for life. The Mirror News, I was fortunate to get the position of editor. Loving it.
Which you are wonderful at, by the way.
Well, I thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. The last issue of the semesters, number 6, came out. Actually, is out right now. It was delivered like
Didn't
today.
Didn't it come out last? Oh, it's out right now. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because it's every 3 weeks.
Okay.
And interestingly, we're covering a lot of things in the paper that, you know, in my opinion, there's so many things going on. You have to differentiate, you know, what, like, prioritize or whatever. And something that has often been overlooked in the newspaper, in school in general, has been the sports at our college. Mm. We're a community college, and sometimes sports are, you know how it works. Yeah. You know, the universities get all the attention with sports. They get a lot of money.
Unless you go to Wayne State.
Well, that's very true, actually.
Actually, we have a very good football team, from what I understand. We just don't.
From what I understand.
From what I hear.
They're just not playing right now. Well, what I was getting at is our basketball team here. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to cover them for the newspaper. And these guys are good. Okay, last year, let's go backward. 2 years ago, they went to, people that are familiar with college basketball know there's a tournament every year. In Division I basketball, it's referred to as March Madness, or the tournament, whatever.
What that is. Gosh.
Seriously? Okay, thanks. Anyway, there's your Michigan State, all your Division I schools, and then there's different tournaments. If you're not in the big tournament, you can get other ones. Anyway, there's also a similar tournament for community colleges. And Henry Ford Community College was in that tournament 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, went all the way to the final game before they lost. Now, is that significant? Well, of course it is. Anytime you get to the finals, it's a big deal. But what made it even more special is the fact that our school, and I think you and I have talked about this, our school made it all that way. Just getting into the tournament itself was such a big achievement, simply because we're the first school in community college history to do that without offering scholarships.
Go Hawks.
We don't have, we don't, you know, and I'm not saying they're not deserving, but the student athletes that play don't get scholarships. They're playing for themselves, for pride, for the ability to move on to a 4-year school, whatever. Last year they did the same thing. In fact, last year they went 18-0 before they had their first loss. Mm-hmm. Went on to the tournament again. I don't think they made it past the second round, but still they made it to the tournament. Well, this year they're at it again. Not 18-0. They actually at this point are 8-2.
That's pretty good, huh?
That's really good.
Yeah. I mean,
it's funny because somebody wrote an article, but they said a record of 8-2 may not be such a bad start, but you got to consider that again. These guys, 18-0, yes, last year, went to the tournament twice in a row, so they have high expectations.
Yeah.
And rightly so. Well, another thing, and again, I don't think you follow college basketball.
I don't follow basketball, period. I know that the Pistons aren't very good, right?
They're average.
Well, they're not 8-2, are they?
No.
No. Okay.
And it is early, but no, they're not. We have a new assistant on the team this year. Back in 1989, there was the University of Michigan basketball team won the national championship. They played Seton Hall. They won. They had a wonderful team, an incredible team. One of the guys on the team was a gentleman named Terry Mills. And Terry Mills went on to have a pretty good above average pro career, played for, I think, 11 or 12 years. And several of those years he played with the Detroit Pistons. Well, if you ask me what Terry Mills is doing now,
What's he doing now?
He's an assistant coach with the HFCC Hawks.
Oh, no way.
And our head coach is a great guy. I got to know pretty well. His name's Abe Mashour. Abe is also.
Well, we talked about him.
We have talked
about. Yeah, we've brought him up before. I know that name.
Abe or Terry?
Abe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the head coach of and the athletic director of our school. Been here. But he was in contact with Terry Mills for several years when an opening came up on his staff to for an assistant coach, mm-hmm. and he was in contact with Mr. Mills. They got together, and now Terry Mills is an assistant coach. But, I mean, think about that. We're Henry Ford Community College. You and I kind of look at that. We're like, wow, you know, we're Henry Ford.
Yeah.
To us, we kind of take our school for granted.
Right.
But we're going to national championship games. We're getting former pro and championship athletes mm-hmm. as our assistant coaches. I know you don't like, I love sports, you know that. So this is kind of a big deal to me.
I don't not like sports. You were about to say that. You were about to say, I know you don't like sports.
No, okay. You just got done saying you don't really follow basketball. That's what I meant. So
okay.
That's where I was headed. Right. You don't follow it like I do. I mean, you didn't, and that's okay. You know music better than I ever will.
Yeah.
You've forgotten more than I'll ever know.
Right.
But this is kind of a big deal to me because, I've been going to the games.
Mm-hmm.
It's covering them with our newspaper. It's funny because we'll have our newspaper meetings every week and we all divvy up the stories. And I don't get a chance to write as much as I'd like because there's so many wonderfully talented writers and photographers.
That's a great reason for you to not be writing.
Right, exactly. So every issue when we talk about sports, nobody raises their hand. So I do, by default, get to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've covered sports for our local Dearborn papers and stuff over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I love sports. I love writing. It's a natural thing. So now I'm interviewing Terry Mills. And, of course, Amon Shore is just one of the nicest people I've met. And we got a really good team, great photos. If you get a chance, Mirror News, check it out. It's not only on campus, but of course we welcome anybody that's listening, please come to campus. And, we got brand new, 10 brand new newspaper stands. You can check them out.
The
wire stands. Yeah. They're really cool. And there's games. The games are cheap. It's like, I have to look because being in the media, they don't charge us,
mm-hmm.
but for the general public, if you come to one of our games, HFCC fans appreciate the product. Mishra and the Hawks put on the basketball court. The team draws 600 to 1,000 people per home game. That's a little more than what the two games I went to recently, but it was packed. Students with an HFCC ID get in free. Adult admission.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
That I did not know. So mm-hmm. I thought it was because I was in the media. Boy, I feel silly. Adult admission is only $3 though. So for people, let's say, go to Wayne State, and they want to take in a basketball game, they're welcome for $3. You know what? And I'll even buy it for you. Mm-hmm. I'll buy your ticket. For more information about the team game schedule, visit, this is a long one. You ready?
Mm.
Just go to hfcc.edu.
Oh, that's it.
All right. And then go to Campus Life Athletics. It's mm-hmm. one of the things you can find our basketball team. You can also view the team in action on YouTube at youtube.com/user/Henry Ford Basketball.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they had a YouTube channel.
youtube.com/user/Henry Ford Basketball. You can check out our team. And you know what? And again, read the newspaper. We're gonna be covering these guys and the gals. We have a women's basketball team we're start covering in January also.
Has there always been a women's basketball team, or is this new?
No, yeah. There hasn't. That's the thing. That's unfortunate that there hasn't been the kind of coverage.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
You know,
kind of...
Well, we didn't know about a planetarium. I mean, you know, there's so many things. So
yeah.
Listen to Campus Connection. Listen to other shows on our station, WHFR, covered as well. The Journal with Jake Cornick on Fridays at 1.
And you.
And I'm on there also with Amy.
And
you've sat in it more than a few times.
Yeah, so, that's a Dearborn events show.
Public affairs show, public absolutely.
Affairs, yeah.
And then in addition, we have the Mirror News, which is out in community, not just on campus.
Mm-hmm. We have some wonderful talk shows here. We also have the We Are Not Alone, You Are Not Alone.
Well, we're not alone. Are we alone? And we're not alone.
Okay, there
right?
you go. I think that's it.
We
yeah.
are not alone, and are we alone? Two shows about the same subject, kind of looking at it from different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The one, Are We Alone, is a nationally syndicated show that we get.
That's, yeah.
We Are Not Alone is Dave Twitchell.
Yeah.
And he's one of the Tuesdays. I think the first Tuesday of the month is Dave.
I believe so.
Again, look it up by Dave. Dave's awesome.
He's fun. He's a fun guy.
We did the Christmas show with him.
Yeah.
And what was his, I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
No, tune in on Christmas. You got to hear what Twitchell's holiday memory is. One of his favorite gifts as a child.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't blow it.
No, okay.
You got to tune in on
Unfortunately,
Christmas.
You do have to listen to it 24/7 because we don't know when
this. It might loop, though. It was a half-hour recording.
It
so
loops.
It will be on more than once.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But we don't know when.
No.
It's totally random. No. I think that's funny.
Yeah. Listen all day, 24 hours,
yeah.
to hear what Dave Twitchell's
yeah,
holiday
maybe,
memory
maybe
is.
Maybe we'll have some romantic Christmas music in the morning for you. Sorry.
When it's not the traditional time.
I'm not going to live that one down.
No,
am
you're
I?
Not. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
You're going to talk to Jen?
Jen's going to listen, and she's going to hear about the Dearborn Ordinance that she can't cook.
Yeah. No, she knows. Yeah. Pretty sure she's aware of it. Pretty sure we've been fined once or twice. We got a ticket on our door.
Oh, no.
No. I have to go back to it, though, but based on the Christmas memories. Are you a, is your household like traditional as far as, not traditional, but do you have like your traditions?
Yeah.
Your, like the certain foods that you always eat?
Yeah.
Certain things, like what? What do you guys do?
I'm trying to think.
Really caught you off guard on
yeah,
that
you
one.
Did. You did. No, but one of our big traditions, my mom collects Santa Clauses.
Oh,
so there's
cool.
Santa Clauses all over the.
Not live ones. Yeah. Not the ones from like the mall.
No, we okay. can't keep, no.
Can I keep him?
That would be creepy.
It would.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a mall Santa Claus.
No. Yeah. Well, that's funny. And then
in my house.
Yeah, and then I let him stand outside and ring a bell. Right. No, but then they're not really Santas after anyway.
Yeah. No.
See, forget it. I was going somewhere really bad with
this. Yeah, that's not appropriate, Dennis.
No.
Yeah, so we collect Santa Claus. What is plural? Is it Santa Clauses? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Santa Clai?
Santa Clai. She collects Santa Clai. There's Santa Claus all over the house. One of my favorite holiday foods, though, aside from, I did a thing on Playing in the Waves about cookies. I love cookies. And cookies is definitely a holiday. Christmas
did you have
thing.
Those shortbread? Yeah, you're the one who told me about those shortbread.
I told you that the ones that were here at WHFR, the snowman shortbread, were really, really good.
With a little
good.
Bit of sugar.
Yeah, blue sugar.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, it didn't taste blue. It was good.
No, it was amazing. And they were like they were the
really
cheapy
good.
Ones, man.
Yeah, they were really good.
So we were just really hungry.
One of my big things is cookies. No, but I like cookies around the holidays.
All right.
It's a holiday food.
Now, do you grow them?
Do I grow cookies?
My gosh, can you tell I'm loopy?
Do I grow cookies?
I've never attempted it. Do you bake cookies at all?
I'm not a good baker. I'm better at cooking.
Okay.
I'm not good at baking.
Yeah,
but
same here.
Yeah, Abby does she does some baking. Her and my mother actually are going to be going up to the farm up north where we go quite often before
where
Christmas.
We grow cookies, the cookie farm.
And they're going to grow cookies up at the farm, and they're going to bring them back down to me here in the city.
You can put sugar on them.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, it's going to
They don't grow
good stuff.
With sugar on them. You got to add that later, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's these Hungarian ones. I can never say the name right.
Right.
So I'm not going to try to butcher it on the radio.
It always sounds
radio
like
right
a
now.
Swear word, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my mom makes them, though, and it's an old Hungarian thing that she does, and it's like,
are you
know,
Hungarian?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. I'm Irish, too.
That's more what I am.
Yeah, I have a lot of Irish, but Hungarian as well.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Baking, for whatever reason, there's like a disconnect.
I'm just not good with it.
I think it's
timing, and I like when I cook, I mess with stuff a lot while I'm cooking.
Like a little bit of this.
Yeah, and I add and I take and I do.
And
you know,
baking is really follow the recipe as closely.
And I don't follow recipes.
No.
I make my own. I don't ever follow.
I get
I'm terrible
that.
At following recipes.
And there is a huge difference between baking and cooking in that regard. Jen is the baker in our house. Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll. Like in an afternoon, we'll have
actually,
12
you know
different
what?
Varieties. It's
yeah,
crazy.
We talked about this last year.
We did?
About Christmas at your house and how there's all these cookies that she makes.
Unbelievable.
And yeah.
Unbelievable.
I need some cookies. Jen.
She can hook you up.
Yeah.
I can't plan this for her, but.
Well, we'll have
wink,
to.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. We'll have to get together, maybe
just
record a holiday show or something. And
yeah, there
some
you
cookies.
Go. Put an order in with
Plus,
through me,
yeah.
And I'll just, like, this is what I like. And I'll just tell her. And then I'll hook you up.
But we have everyone listening right now.
No,
so
Jen doesn't listen to our show.
Well, but everyone else does.
Yeah.
And
she says with confidence. Oh my gosh, it's already, we're winding down, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah. So what else, what do we got there?
Well, we're wrapping up, really. We have a wonderful song coming up. Yeah, we have a wonderful, wonderful song. And also scholarships. We can touch on scholarships because the deadline is April, so there's plenty of time, but.
But this is huge. There's only, I mean, I know they're not going to award them right away, but from what I understand, and this is from like a somebody in the source, a source in the foundation that, I don't know what you want to call it. They kind of oversee the scholarships. They're like, it doesn't hurt to do these things early. There's certain parameters, there's certain things. I remember somebody applied, I think you can apply for 6 at a time. Is it not?
Wow. Really?
6 only. There's a limit. I think that says that. And at that point, you want to make sure they're the ones that A, get you the most, what do you call it, the most money, and B, it's something that you're qualified. I mean, there's no particular order. You want the most money, you want to make sure you're qualified. And you know they have all these really weird scholarships. Left-handed people whose first name starts with B. Okay, I'm exaggerating. But there's very specific scholarships.
Dang,
I know.
I can't get that
Yeah,
wrong.
I know I can't. Gosh, I'm not left-handed. But they have some that are from the school, and of course they have scholarships that the money comes from elsewhere, private donors, different things like that. Mm-hmm. The point is, if you start early, at least with your homework, you're going to find the best opportunities for you. You can find out, because there is a limit on how much money that you can have applied to your education. Mm-hmm. You can't apply for 100 scholarships, get them all, and then now you don't have to work, because you know what I mean? It doesn't work that way. So you want to find what gives you what you're qualified for and what gives you the best return. Mm-hmm. You want one that gives you 1,000 instead of 200. Do you see what I'm saying? So now's the time to do the research, start applying. Yeah, the deadline's April, but and you're gonna have to know where you want the money to go. Because if you're transferring, that's even a bigger deal, because you have to apply at the new college and try to get the scholarships there.
Yeah, well, this is for current and incoming Henry Ford Community College students mm-hmm. to apply for scholarships. So if you are planning on transferring, I think that's a whole nother world there. You definitely could go to our wonderful transfer counseling center we have here at Henry Ford.
We have the
Counseling Advising Center that
right.
can help you with transferring your scholarships and stuff, which they're awesome.
Yeah, are they? That's a nice segue.
Well, I do want to mention them, but I do want to say real quick with the scholarships, did you do have to be an applicant. You need to complete the FAFSA. You have to have that completed.
Free application first. For federal financial aid or student aid. Federal student aid, yep. You have to do that, absolutely.
Do that.
And it's not a big deal. It'll seem complicated once you start doing it. It's not.
No,
just do what they ask.
Yeah.
That's really it. But back to what you're saying, that's what we just talked about, that deadline for April.
Mm-hmm.
It is a major, that's a deadline kind of universally, but for sure for our school. And like Lindsay just said, that's for incoming and current students that are staying here. If you are transferring, you can still go through our counseling office to find out opportunities. Most likely they'll direct you to the college. But remember, they're in constant touch with most of the colleges in the area that are popular destinations anyway. So the counseling can help tremendously. In fact, they're so helpful. Didn't they win an award?
They did. The Michigan Counselor Association recently awarded HFCC's University Transfer Advising and Career Counseling Center with the Diversity Award in 2010. Pretty awesome.
A wonderful lady, the associate dean of the counseling division. Her name is Diane Green. She's become she's just a wonderful lady and become a friend. I interviewed her with Jay on the journal for the non-traditional job seminar for women that we had earlier this semester.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we've been I don't know what anyone noted for, or I don't know if we specifically won an award. I think we came runner up last year in 2009 for the non-traditional career seminar.
The Innovation Award.
That's what it was called. We came runner up, right?
Yeah, we came runner up for that, which is a really big deal because that was for our non-traditional. Remember, as you know, if you listen to more of our podcasts, you will hear when me and Dennis talked about the non-traditional careers for women in technology and the mm-hmm. men in health careers, which was a really, really big deal that went on in April, right?
That's right.
It went on in April here. And was it the second annual or the third? I'm not sure, but it seems to be a trend that it's going to be going on yearly
Absolutely.
Here at Henry Ford, because obviously they're getting nominated for innovative awards and stuff.
The one we had for women and the one coming up for men were the third. I believe
third?
You're right.
Okay.
But we got an award for the one in 2009, but the one that the 2010 is a diversity award. And like you said, they don't give a lot of awards out. So for us to come runner up and then win one, this is pretty incredible.
It speaks very highly of the program and the commitment that the counselors have here at Henry Ford.
I love it.
To the students. And this is a very diverse campus. So
congratulations.
Very nice.
There's a whole story about that on the website as well as in the newspaper. And I don't mean to wrap it up, but we have to wrap it up, and I do want to get to this song.
Yes.
This is, go ahead, lead us into it, because you have it in your hand there.
Because this is Christmas in Michigan, and it is by John Latini,
okay.
who I would like to, if he's listening.
Congratulate
him. Well, I apologize, because I can never remember his name. And I've had people ask me, like, what's that Christmas in Michigan song you guys play in WHFR? And I'm like, I know what the case looks like.
And then you just run.
Jill Latini, or Jill, sorry, John. John Latini, and Christmas in Michigan. And this is Sweet, Silly, Grumpy, Twisted, Funky, Lovely Songs About Christmas.
Awesome, awesome. Have an awesome Christmas, everyone.
Safe.
Yeah, happy holidays. You too, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'll see
Dennis.
You, but we won't see each other on the air again until January.
Happy clucking holidays, man.
You too, you too. Folks, be safe and enjoy your holiday with your loved ones. Bye now.
Make that holiday dish again. Bring it with us as we make our rounds through all of those northern winter towns. Christmas in Michigan, 6 months till I fish again. As I put away my gear when ice fishing starts, I never was fond of frozen parts. Looks like it's gonna be white Christmas. Weatherman's talking about the snow we'll be getting in Michigan. 7 months of winter, 5 months of bed sledding. Christmas in Michigan, trying to stay out of the ditch again. There's 25 miles between me and my love, but that's 50 miles of ditches I gotta stay out of. Christmas in Michigan, I'm opposite of rich again, but I got my ribbons and I got my bows, my lady fingers and my mistletoes. Looks like it's gonna be white Christmas. Weatherman's talking about the snow we'll be getting in Michigan. 7 months of winter, 5 months of bed sledding. Again. Well, the one that don't amount to hella beans, the one about the Wolverine. Looks like it's gonna be a white Christmas. Weatherman's talking about the snow we'll be getting in Michigan. It's 7 months of winter, 5 months of bed sledding.